It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It wasn't long ago that we were lamenting the lateness of the Pennsylvania primary and the idea that by April 26th, the date of the Pennsylvania primary, the Republican and Democratic races would be a foregone conclusion. Not so fast. With talk of brokered conventions and none of the candidates willing to throw in the towel at this point, the Pennsylvania primary is relevant after all. Case in point, both of the Democratic presidential hopefuls showing up in Pittsburgh last week. I'm joined now in studio by 90.5 WESA reporter Virginia Alvino and WESA multimedia editor Megan Harris. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks for having us.
Virginia, let's start with you. What is your takeaway with regard to how both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are trying to woo Pennsylvania voters and the overall message that they're trying to get across to crowds in Pittsburgh?
Well, they certainly showed up, which is the first step to making that appeal. Sanders has certainly a strong youth backing, so it was expected that he'd have a strong turnout in Pittsburgh with all of the high student populations that he's been doing so well with. You know, he has a strong message that we've heard consistently in all of his campaigning. It's about economic equality. It's about a livable wage. It's about closing that income gap. And so his visit to Pittsburgh, that really focused in on trade unions. Can we build up the trade unions here in this country?
Unions are negotiating good contracts. Everybody in this country benefits. An expanded and growing trade union movement is the future of the American middle class.
So he, you know, he's standing in front of trade union workers, electrical steelworker unions, talking about specific plants that have shut down in western Pennsylvania, jobs that have been shipped overseas to Mexico, to China, and really trying to make that appeal here. You know, again, he's reiterating again and again the disastrous trade agreements that he's opposed. That's what he calls them, talking about how those are really what have cost us jobs and using that as an opportunity to differentiate himself from Hillary Clinton.
And certainly the unions in this country have taken a beating. They've been targeted particularly by Republicans and conservatives as something that really needs to be ratcheted down, that the fervor for unions and the power of unions is something that has hurt our economy. It's hurt businesses, small businesses, what have you. So I'm guessing that was a welcome message from Bernie Sanders in a town like this, which is a big union town, to have him standing up for them to hear not only that he's standing up for them, but that anybody's doing it at this point, because not many candidates have.
Well, interestingly enough, Hillary Clinton at her event made similar messaging, but in a different way. So she's talking about returning to manufacturing, and, you know, she appeared at Carnegie Mellon University talking about sort of, advanced manufacturing and putting more money into research and development. But she wasn't doing it in terms of talking about unions. You know, he's talking about steelworkers. She's talking about a movement in robotics and clean energy jobs and things like that. But yes, that message was definitely welcomed by the Bernie crowd.
Yeah, so she's playing to the Eds and Meds crowd. Bernie's kind of looking maybe a little more at the old guard, in a sense, and bringing back some of the standing up for the values that have always mattered to Pittsburghers. And maybe Hillary is looking more with an eye toward the future and the idea that the things that brought the economy back after the steel industry collapsed are the things that she's going to help support.
Well, she actually started by lauding Pittsburgh's recovery and resilience. She also has support of leadership here. She was introduced by Mayor Bill Peduto and Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. And she, you know, they're saying, we build things here. And she says, I want us to build things here. I want us to be turning to Carnegie Mellon. She made a lot of very specific appeals to this crowd because it was a lot of university students and younger folks. Actually, let's hear from her now.
I want us once again to believe that we can make the future by making the goods that we then can export around the world.
Again, messages that both candidates are definitely honing in on. But when she talks about the future, and she did that a lot, folks definitely don't think of Hillary as having, you know, courting all of the youth vote. So in front of all of these students, she really was talking about, let's, you know, plant the seeds now that are going to yield greater results. Let's talk about the future of industry. Whereas with Bernie, yeah, he's really capturing folks that have been in unions for a long time and seen that change, especially in Pittsburgh, as a result of foreign exports and imports.
Megan Harris, how would you compare the differences between the two crowds that showed up for Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton?
You know, I think there was a lot of energy going forward, you know, in both crowds. You know, maybe it was some of it was the location, some of it was the time of day. The crowd that came out to see Hillary Clinton was, you know, markedly more subdued. There was a lot of diversity on both sides. There were a lot of women on Hillary's side. But I think maybe, you know, there was some debate that maybe, you know, her choice of locale might have had something to do with that. You know, so Virginia talked about some of that, you know, youth energy that was willing to come out, you know, 8,000 people to the convention center, many of them the youth vote, whereas Hillary held an event at CMU, you know, a college campus that would be more likely to maybe drive students who are just walking to class and have a few hours to kill and might jump in line. There's no way to say exactly, you know, and also her crowd was significantly smaller. That's only about 2,000 people that made it into the gymnasium before they started cutting off ticket holders. You know, maybe in a bigger venue, we would have seen a broader group of people, more folks who are willing to see there. There was also a city council, you know, along with Mayor Peduto and County Executive Fitzgerald, who had a strong showing there. And in those instances, it's really hard to make the argument that she's not an establishment candidate. You know, but on the other hand, there were people there that actually really kind of liked that. We talked to a CMU sophomore, Michael Kalness, who says he really likes that she's not proposing a bunch of radical change.
She's the only one who's not proposing super radical changes that seem pretty populist and ridiculous to me. And she just seems the most well-rounded candidate out there. All the other candidates are really bad, and so I'm putting my marbles on Hillary.
We talked to a lot of people that, you know, had really strong opinions on one side or another. Also, a lot of people that traveled pretty far to go to an event here in Pittsburgh. There were some as far away as Tampa, Florida. There were others that were as close as the Clark Building downtown. You know, on the Bernie side, we again, you know, a lot of that youth vote. We talked to a woman, Anita, who had come over from Steubenville, Ohio.
Free health care, well, and college tuition, because I work 3 minimum wage jobs and I cannot afford health care. So, I mean, that's a huge thing for me personally. There's so much, like, financial strain on me. Like, I had to quit going to school because I couldn't afford it anymore. And now I can't afford health care because my father worked a steel mill job his entire life. And now we don't have any of that anymore.
And all of that plays right back into, you know, some of the stuff that Virginia was talking about in terms of staying on message for some of the manufacturing, you know, and different tax that each candidate is taking.
Some have characterized, and certainly we've heard this over the weekend on the Sunday morning talk shows, and you know, it's still being talked about this morning in the news, or was being discussed, and that is the way that some have characterized Bernie Sanders supporters as angry Bernie or bust crowds. Was there evidence of that on display, Megan?
I would say kind of exactly the opposite, actually. Again, this could have been the time of day, but there were thousands of people in line before dawn, and all of them just seemed really happy to be there, to see this candidate that they've heard talked about so many times in person and to hear his message. And, you know, for those that were undecided, to see if, you know, maybe they too can feel the burn. I spoke to a lot of, you know, young Democrats who, you know, a Democrat is a Democrat to them. They're thrilled to support either candidate, but they really wanted to see if it's possible to, in some way, you know, catch feelings for Bernie Sanders and feel that burn.
That's something maybe we didn't expect to hear, that a Democrat is a Democrat, coming from either side, really. And what about the demographics of each crowd? How would you break down the ages and interests of the people that were at each event?
You know, I think we hear a lot about the youth vote coming out for Bernie Sanders, and certainly that was true here in Pittsburgh. But again, it could be just locale. It's hard to say specifically what drew each individual voter or potential voter out to each candidate's event. But there were a lot of young people at Hillary Clinton as well. I would say that her crowd was probably maybe swayed a bit older and a little bit more female. But that's purely anecdotal, and it could have just honestly been where I was standing to see that at that moment.
And Virginia, when might we see the Republican presidential candidates in Pittsburgh?
Well, definitely some experts that I've talked to, as you mentioned at the top of the show, are saying that our primary does matter. And they're saying that we can expect lots of visitors from both sides, maybe repeat visits from Clinton and Sanders. So far, in terms of efforts in the state on the Republican side, it looks like they're working more to woo delegates than maybe the general popular vote. But still, Kasich and Trump have both recently opened offices here in Western PA. No talk of Cruz setting up shop anytime soon. Kasich's been around. Cruz and Kasich recently have been visiting Central PA to speak to conservatives there. It was Cruz's first trip to the state, actually. But Trump's campaign office recently at their opening in Monroeville, where there are about 50 folks, you know, organizers are saying, you know, keep an eye on it. It would make sense if he were to come. So there may be some rumblings there, and we can expect to see Mr. Trump sometime in the future here.
90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino and multimedia editor Megan Harris joining us in studio talking about the Pennsylvania primary and the lead up 2 weeks from tomorrow is when it happens. Great thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
Coming up, how a local organization is helping women successfully breastfeed their children. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.